So two ha'aras as it relates to today's daf. So the first ha'ara is more lamdish, and the second ha'ara is going to be more agada. So first the lamdish. The mechas chinuch in mitzvah shin chav hei, that whole mitzvah is just epic. Metchila v'atzayif, and these are the inyanim that we're learning right now. It's mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. So he asks a kasha, a bomb kasha, a kasha that bothered him very, very, very much. A kasha that he concludes with, v'tzorech iyan ma'oid, shloi hergishu b'zeh ha'mefarshim, v'ha'poiskim b'prat b'mitzvah da'irais. So Mechzchinuch asks a bomb kasha. He wonders out loud, how come he's the first one, to his knowledge, that ever asked this kasha? But if the kasha is related not to sukkah, even though it's in mitzvah shin chafei, which is mitzvah sishiva sukkah, the kasha is related to arava, which was the topic of the first part of today's daf. But before the Mechas Chinuch's kasha, we need a tiny bit of an introduction. In other words, we need to revisit something that we learned together not so long ago. And that is the Gemara daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. And it came up again in Shabbos' daf. So the Gemara discussed a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether there's a din lachem by sukkah or there's no din lachem by sukkah. So everybody holds, you can't be yoytzeh the mitzvah of sukkah with a sukkah gzula. It says in the Torah, chag ha-sukkah is tasa lecha. And from the lecha, chazal darshin, lemu'ute gzula. It's a gemara in sukkah daf tesam and aleph. It's a gemara in sukkah daf chav zayin omid beis. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah with a stolen sukkah. Stating that, what if I want to be yoytzeh the mitzvah, not with a stolen sukkah, but with my friend's sukkah? I have 100% reshus to be there, but it's not my sukkah. Is there a din that a sukkah has to be lochem, or is there no din that a sukkah has to be lochem? So dalid minim, for example, have to be lochem. Ulakachtam lochem b'yayim erishin. That's why a lulav ha-gazel and a hadas ha-gazel and an arava gezula and an esrik that's gazel are all possible on the first day of sukkahs, because it says in the Torah, ulakachtam lochem b'yayim erishin. And regardless of what your position is as it relates to the sugya mitzvah b'aveira, of course, the halacha is you can't be yoytzeh. You can't even be yoytzeh, dalid minim, the first day of sukkahs, if it's shal, if it's borrowed. The reason is because it's a din lochem. But the question is, what about by a sukkah? Is there a din lochem by a sukkah or not? And it's machloikis Rabbi Eliezer in the Chacham. Rabbi Eliezer says, it says in the Torah, chag ha-sukkahs tasa lecha, lecha is just the singular of lochem. It's the same word. And just like lochem means it has to be yours, chag ha-sukkahs tasa lecha also means it has to be yours. But the Chachamim argued. The Chachamim said, no. Even though Chazal said, even though there's a din lachem when it comes to a lulav, but there's no din lachem when it comes to a sukkah. It says lecha, the chsev, because the pasuk says kol ha'ezrach biyisrael yeshmu basukas. The literal meat translation of the pasuk seems to be saying kol ha'ezrach biyisrael yeshmu basukas, and that word basukas is one of the basukas that are written chaser, which means all Yidden, every Jew in the world, is technically able to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah in the same sukkah. Melamed shen kol Yisrael ruuyim leishet b'sukkah achas. Ganz klar Yisrael can fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah in one sukkah. If that's the case, say the Chachamim, must be there's no din lochem. Because if there's a din lochem, how is it possible that every single Jew in the world will be able to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah in the same sukkah? Says Rashi, why not? What does one have to do with the other? There's a din lochem. We'll be partners. Ganz klar Yisrael will be shutfin in this sukkah. So it's going to belong a little bit to everybody. And it's going to be okay. So Rashi says a yesoid that was marish olamos in koisle beis medrash amongst all the gedolei achrayim. Says Rashi. You want to know what the problem is? It's impossible for one sukkah to be lochem to every Jew in the world. The reason is the loimati shava pruta l'chol chad. Because it's not possible that this sukkah is going to be so valuable that if you take the value of the sukkah and you divide it by all the Jews in the world, you can end up with each Jew's chelik in the sukkah being pro rata at least the shava pruta. It's not possible. The most expensive sukkah imaginable is the dearest Aroi. There's no way in the world it could be so valuable that every single yud will have a shava pruta. Sok the Gemara. That's what the Chama is saying. And if it says in the Torah, kol ezer b'Yisrael yeshmu basukah, is melamech and kol Yisrael ruin leish basukah achas, must be that it's possible for me to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah even if I don't have a shava pruta's worth of value in this sukkah. I may be a partner. I may be a shutif. But my piece that I have, my certificate is worth less than a pruta. And still I can fulfill the mitzvah, must be, there's no din lachem. Because if there's a din lachem, you wouldn't be able to be yotze the mitzvah of sukkah if my chelek is less than a shava pruta. Zokta minchas chinuch, shteito in der Rashi, an unbelievable yusai. That in order for something to meet the criteria of lachem, it's not enough that I own this, but the thing has to have value of a shava pruta. And if the thing is not worth a shava pruta, even though I own it, it doesn't matter. It's not going to be considered lachem. Dosh teit lachura in Rashi in Masechta Sugah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. So based on this introduction, Zogtim Mechas Chinuch, if that's the case, I have a problem. He says, where we live today, if you look around, Mechas Chinuch lived in Tarnopol, but when he meant this, he was in Europe. He said, Aravas are very, very cheap. They're very billig. In fact, an Arava, two Aravas are worth less than a Shava Prut. If that's the case, in order for me to be a Bailin, I need to own something that's worth a Shava Pruta. How you yotze the mitzvah of Arava? It says, Zedin Lochem. It says, Lekachtam Lechem B'yem Arishay. That's not only true for a Pri Eitzadar. It's true for the Kapas Tmarim, Lulav HaGazel. It's true for the Anaf Eitzavis, the Hadas. It's true for the Arvei Nachal. That's today's daf. So there's halacha that you have to have, the Arava has to be Lochem. Zokhtim Mechaz Chinuch, if in order for something to be Lochem, it has to be worth a Shavar Pruta, so the Aravas are never Lochem. And the Mechaz Chinuch says, it's a pellet to me that no one was ever bothered by this question. It's a Mefurish Rashi Nesach Tesugat Avchav Zayin Amid Beis. And he says, I don't understand. Heich Matzinu Yadeinu V'Raglenu. I think every single year we're going and we're taking our Dal Aminim. And I don't understand how we're being Mekayim a mitzvah. And that's the Mechaz Chinuch's punchline. A mitzvah they rice it, don't know less. And again, so the truth is a lot to talk about this kasha. And Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, hopefully we'll revisit the kasha and talk about some of the suggestions that the Achronim said. But just one interesting ha'ara that's related to Reh that we've spoken about a lot over the years, the Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush Nifla. And that is, I found a very, very similar kasha to the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. Reb Chaim Oizer, in his Shailas Hatshuvas Achliezner, in Chela Gimel Simin Memtes, so he brings a kashna that he saw in the name of two gedolim, the Arya de Bei Eloi and the Beis Yitzchak. So we know the Beis Yitzchak was Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, was the Rav in Lemberg in Lvov. He was one of the great 19th century Gaonim in Galicia. Unfortunately, we don't appreciate today so many of the gedolim that lived during that Kufa, and maybe Beroisham is the Beis Yitzchak. Who is the Arya de Bei Eloi? So the Arya de Bei Eloi actually lived earlier than the Beis Yitzchak. He was born in the mid-18th century, and he passed away in the year 1846, in the mid-19th century. So if you just want to place him a little in your mind, he lived approximately at the same time as the Chassam Sofer. He was born Be'erich when the Chassam Sofer was born, and he was Nifter Be'erich when the Chassam Sofer was Nifter. So the Arya de Bei Eloi was also a Galitziano Goyim. He was a Talmud of the Ktzos HaChoshin, but he became very famous in Chassidish circles when he married the daughter of the Yismach Moshe. So the Arya de Bei Eloi was an Eden of the Yismach Moshe. Yismach Moshe had one daughter. And this one daughter, so there's one Eden, was the Arya de Bei Eloi. The Arya de Bei Eloi also had a very famous Chassidish Eden, the Divrei Yecheskel. The Shineva was an Eden of the Arya de Bei Eloi. So either way, it's Reb Chaim Oizer in his Achiezer. He brings the kasha that he saw by two great Galitziano Goyim. Reb Yitzchak Shmelchis, the Beis Yitzchak, and the Arya. And the Arya de Bei Eloi, by the way, the Arya de Bei Eloi's name was Reb Arya Leibish Lipschitz. That's what his name was. But regardless, so what was the kasha? So the kasha was that the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. It's in the beginning of Perek Ish Mekadesh, and the Gemara over there is discussing the halachnis of Shluchay Shal Adam Kemoisa, Ish Mekadesh Boyo B'Shluchay, and the Gemara says, Nine, how do you know that Shluchay Shal Adam Kemoisa? And the Gemara brings a whole bunch of different Makayas. One of the Makaris, the Gemara brings is Amr Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Minayin sheh shluchay shal adam kemoisa. Shenemar, it says in the Torah, v'shocha tu oisoi, kol kahal adas Yisrael beinu arbayim. Freit Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. The carbon Pesach, all of the Yidden are going to shach. Is that true? V'chi kol ha'kol kulon shaychten. V'haloi ene shaychet ala echot. There's one person that shachs. You don't find that everybody shachs. Elo, you see from here, mikan, this is a makar, sheh shluchay shal adam kemoisa. You see from here, that shluchay shal adam kemoisa. Now the Gemara over there says, that you see from this pasuk, v'shacha tu oisei kol kahal adas Yisrael, that every single Yid is going to shach one carbon Pesach. Now, it's one carbon Pesach, Because the lashon of the pasuk is v'shachatu oisoi kol kahal adas yisrael. Oisoi is a lashon yoh. So everyone's going to figure it can't be. No, everyone's going to appoint one shliach, and this one shliach is going to go ahead and he's going to shech the karmen pesach on behalf of everybody else. Obesed the ga'oyne yoyver. That you see from this gemara that in theory it's possible for every single yid to be mekayim the mitzvah of pesach with one of pesach. It's a pasuk. V'shachatu oisoi kol kahal adas yisrael. And the Gemara says, what, every yid? Because every yid, it sounds like he's fulfilling the mitzvah with this Pesach. They're all going to shech, no. They're all going to appoint one person, and shlucha shaladim kamoisoi. But theoretically, hypothetically, it is possible that every single yid can fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach with one animal, with one sheep, or with one goat. So Freik Tarid Beiloi, and Freik Tumeis Yitzchak, and Chaim Oizer brings this bomb kasha. He says, I don't understand. Lefi amavur berashi, sukkah davchav zayin amadeis. Then in order for something to be yours, in order for you to own something, in order for something to be lachem, you have to have a value of Shavu Pruta. So how could Gans Klai Yisrael be Yoytza with one Karban Pesach? If you look in the passing of Parashas Boy, that introduces the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Vayikra Moshe l'chol ziknei Yisrael. Vayomer aleim, and he told them, Mishchu ukechu lachem. Soncha mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that the Karban Pesach has to be Lochen. If it has to be Lochen, you have to own it. If you have to own it, it has to have a Shavar Pruta. How is it possible that you're going to have one Karban Pesach that's going to be a Shavar Pruta for every single year? Very similar to the Michas Chinuch's Kasha. Michas Chinuch asked the Kasha regarding Aravos and the Arid Beiloi and Yitzchak Shmelkis. They asked the Kasha as it relates to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. But the Arid Beiloi says a teretz, which is a Chiddush Neira. Chiddush Neira. We should have had this Maramakum when we learned Masechtas Pesachim. And that is, he says, the Karban Pesach is like a Karban Tzibur. It's like a Karban Tzibur, right? Every single Yid brings the Karban Pesach. Truth is, it mirrors a Karban Tzibur. Karban Tzibur is brought on Shabbos. Karban Pesach is brought on Shabbos. Karban Tzibur, you have the halachas of Tumah Hutru B'Tzibur, Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur. Karban Pesach, you also have the halachas of Tumah Hutru B'Tzibur, Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur. So said the Ayyid B'Eloi, I'm going to tell you an unbelievable Chiddush. And that is, the Karban Pesach can be brought with the same funds that were used to buy Karbanos Tzibur, which was the Machzis Hashem. And he says, if Gantz Klai Yisrael is going to fulfill the mitzvah of Karban Pesach using one animal, you're now going to buy the animal, if they choose to, with the Machzis Hashekel. Oh, if you buy it with the Machzis Hashekel, then there's no kasha. Because the Machzis Hashekel was magical. The way the Machzis Hashekel worked was that the Yid, the Gizbar would take a Machzis Hashekel, he would buy an animal, and that animal belonged to every single yid in the world. Not every yid has a chelik of Shava Pruta inside this animal. The Torah says it doesn't matter, because that's the chiddush, that's the magic, the koyach of the Machzis Hashekel. So once I buy into the Trumas Halishka, you deposit your Machzis Hashekel, automatically every single yid ends up having a chelik in every single carbon that's ever brought with the Machzis Hashekel. So Enochinami said, if you would go ahead and you would buy it using your own funds, you would swipe a credit card, yeah, that wouldn't work, because not every yid's going to have a Machzis Hashekel or Shava Pruta's value in it. But if you bought it Luyitsuya with the Machzis Hashekel, and if Gantz Klai Yisrael is buying, bringing one carbon, it's not a carbon tzibur. It's a carbon tzibur. So you can use the Machzis Hashekel. If you can use the Machzis Hashekel like this, everyone's going to end up having a chelik. It's an unbelievable chiddush that the carbon Pesach should be treated like a carbon tzibur. It's true, it mirrors a carbon tzibur. It's not a carbon tzibur. It's Babi Knufya, and it has certain qualities of a carbon tzibur. But to call it a carbon tzibur to the extent that you'd be able to use the Machzis Hashekel to purchase a carbon tzibur would seem to be a very big chiddush. But just one other ha'ara on the Arid Beiloi's chiddush, and then we'll move on to the lighter raid, and that is that we mentioned in the past the famous chiddush of the Besamim Rosh. So without going into the whole history of the Besamim Rosh, we went through the history of the Arid Beiloi. The Besamim Rosh we've done already, but the point is that in the Besamim Rosh, and this is in Simen Peites, and Rabbi Kivega brings this in his Hagoyis and Shulchan Aruch, and he brings it in his Chuvis as well, said that even though we know women are chayiv in tefillah, Nashim are chayiv in tefillah, but at the same time, women are pater from tefillahs musaf. And he made a cheshbon. Why? Because tefillahs musaf corresponds to the carbon musaf. The carbon musaf was a carbon tzibur. The carbonized tzibur were financed by the machzis hashekel. Women were pater from machzis hashekel. So because women were pater from machzis hashekel, since for that reason, women did not have a chelik in the carbon tzibur. If they didn't have a chelik in the carbon tzibur, they're pater from tefillahs musaf. So that even a woman who davens, which not from Archayev and Tvilah, but Musaf, that for sure Pater. Because Musaf is a Zeichet to the Karban Musaf, which was bought by the Machzah Shekel. Women had no Chelik in the Karban Musaf because they were not Chayev in Machzah Shekel. L'chura, the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim that Tzadik Aleph, and this is the halacha, the Rambam says it in the Yad Chazaka, and the Chinuch says in the Mitzvah Hey, that the Mitzvah of Karban Pesach is not exclusive to women, to men. It's true for women as well. Even though you would say maybe it's a Mitzvah's Esesh as Man Geroma, but it's also your Masechtas Pesachim. And the Gemara learns it, Pesachim Tzadik Aleph, that Noshim Achayiv in Karban Pesach. If Noshim Achayiv in Karban Pesach, that would mean that when the Torah says, B'shachat u'oysoy, kol kahal adas Yisrael beinu arbayim, it doesn't just mean the men. Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael means the women as well. Because women have an obligation just like men do. Now, if you're going to use the Machzah Sashekel to buy the Karban Pesach, the men will have a chelik in it because they have a chelik in the Machzah Sashekel. But l'fi the chiddush of the Psalmim Roish that Kedegu brings in a few places, that women are not chayiv in Tfilas Musaf because they had no chelik in the Karban Musaf, so they had no chelik in this Karban Pesach either. If they have no chelik in this Karban Pesach, so then based on that, v'chayir, what's the v'shachat tu'aisa called Kalban Adas Yisrael? So the Ari Debei Loi answered very gishmak for the men. But what about the women? They also have to fulfill the mitzvah. Elamai, because they have a chelik, they don't have a chelik of a shavah pruta, das is doch gemein the kasha. So l'chura, from this Ari Debei Loi, you would see maybe not like this chiddush of the Psalmim Rosh, just the pilpul ba'alva, but the bottom line is that's the first art.